Please stand and join together in singing hymn 490. I am his and he is mine, 490.
Loved with everlasting love, led by grace that love to know, gracious Spirit from above, thou hast taught me it is so. Oh, this full and perfect peace, oh, this transport all divine, in a love which cannot cease, I am his and he is mine, in a love which cannot cease, I am his and he is mine. Heaven above is softer blue, earth around is sweeter green, something lives in every hue, Christless eyes have never seen, birds with gladder songs o'erflow, flowers with deeper beauty shine, since I know, as now I know, I am his and he is mine, since I know, as now I know, I am his and he is mine. Things that once were wild alarms cannot now disturb my rest. Closed in everlasting arms, pillowed on the loving breast. Oh, to lie forever here, doubt and care and self-resign, while he whispers in my ear, I am his and he is mine. Whispers in my ear, I am his and he is mine. His forever, only his, who the Lord and me shall part. Ah, with what a rest is this, the loving heart. Heaven and earth may fade and flee, firstborn light in gloom decline, but while God and I shall be, I am his and he is mine. But while God and I shall be, I am his and he is mine.
Thank you for your singing. Please greet one another if you wish.
All right, we're adjusting the schedule just a bit. So that we'll take this as time as our prayer and prayer praises and prayer requests. We will then do the offering and then have the update from Diamond Willow. Just a couple of items that have been given to me for prayer requests. Continue to pray for Kiana, Sherry and Larry Van Zee's granddaughter. She had surgery this week, recovering from that. But then we'll begin treatments for the brain tumor. We're grateful to see that Nathan Bonebright is here. We've been praying for him for months now, and so we're grateful that he is back, but we will pray for transition and the miracle that he is being with us. Also, this coming Saturday, early morning, Pastor Derek and Kelly and Patrick Nelson will be going to Camp Barnabas down in Missouri, and so we'll pray for that trip. And Leah Fanning let me know that their granddaughter Dawson will be having surgery to remove the cyst that's been up on her neck since she was born. That will be Tuesday down at the Sanford Castle Children's Hospital. So we'll be praying for the surgery, parents and grandparents, that everything will go well and healing will be quick. Any other prayer requests or praises? Yeah, June.
Just a couple of updates. Our son-in-law is coming along well after his accident with the garage door in. And he has was back this week for a checkup, and so we'll be up there again. Our son is actually in school for 3 months. I think last week was 3 weeks. And he's got a big, huge test at the end of every month, and he has to get at least 85.1 to keep going, and he's getting all kinds of equipment and stuff, so prayer for his
success.
Going back to school at this age is not necessarily the easiest thing. So.
No, at some point you think you're done, and then it pops up. But June and Ron's prayer request is one for their son-in-law, and his name is Derek, correct? Who had the accident and surgery. He goes back for a checkup this week, so we'll continue to pray for healing for him. And Bob, his schooling is lasting at least 3 months, and so the big prayer request at the end of each month is the is a rather large test that will then open doors to continue his schooling. So we will pray for Bob and for Derek through this time. Any other prayer requests or praises? Yeah, Anita. Okay, so last week the prayer request for the Bryce Clegg family. Bryce passed away at the age of 97, and I know there's been several that have been asking, and I know those of us that check obituary pages, nothing has been said, so thank you, Anita, for the update that they're going to be having a memorial service out in the Rapid City area over Labor Day weekend, and then at some point, maybe that same day, different day, they'll be coming this direction for the burial, and so stay tuned for more details as things work out. Any other prayer requests or praises? Yeah, Ruth. So the Polsons have become great grandparents times two. I don't know, Dale looks pretty excited. Yeah, thank you, Dale. But we will pray for baby and mom through this time for Ruthie and the baby's name.
Bruce.
Bruce, thank you. I was not hearing the B very well. So we will pray for them. Any other prayer requests or praises? Well, let's pray. Heavenly Father, we do thank you for the opportunities that you have given us through the week, for this opportunity to be able to come away from the busyness of our activities, whether that be out in the fields, with livestock, with the occupations and jobs that you've given us, to acknowledge that this day we have set aside to worship. And always understanding that worship does not just occur in this building, but since your son rose from the dead, the day of worship changed from Saturday to Sunday, and we remember again and again that your son came to seek and to save those who were lost, that he was put to death on a cross, but 3 days later he rose again. And each Sunday we come together, we are reminded that we live this life serving a living Savior. Father, I thank you that you intimately know the activities and events and the cares and concerns on our heart and in our lives. And prayer is not an opportunity to beg you or to inform you of something you do not know. It is the reminder that there are things in our lives that are bigger than ourselves, that in our own strength we cannot accomplish. That is when you can step in. But not just the big things. You are wanting us to have a relationship with you, and that comes through your son, that your son says we are no longer strangers, but you call us friend. Father, we bring our request to you this morning. We lift up Kiana to you as recovery from her surgery, and as she goes back for an MRI and start hearing what the treatment plans will be, Father, that you give them peace of mind and heart. It's our desire that you would heal completely. Be with her and her baby, that you would, especially with the family around, be able to show yourself active, show yourself that you are listening and answering their requests. Father, we also lift up Nathan to you, grateful to see him back in the area, but we continue to pray for his healing, for what you have done that you will continue to do, and for this adjustment and being back in the area. Father, we always want to take time to thank you. You want us to be a thankful people, and we acknowledge that this is the situation is bigger than Brian and Deb and Nathan, and you are showing yourself mighty and in control. Father, we lift up Dawson's surgery to you. We pray that you would be with the surgical team. Give them skill, wisdom, and we pray for healing. That you would be with her parents and grandparents through this time, and that you would also bring peace of mind and heart that only you can bring in these situations. We lift up Ron and June's son-in-law, Derek, for his continued healing, for their son, Bob, that you would give him insight and retention of information, especially with the assessments that he has to take at the end of each month, that you would help him to thrive and succeed. We lift up the youth group. We thank you for those that were able to go to Diamond Willow, for the impact and the opportunity of sowing the seeds of the gospel, and for Pastor Derek and Kelly and Patrick as they head out this Saturday to Camp Barnabas, that you would, one, give them safety in their travels, and two, an opportunity to be your hands and feet in the lives of these campers and the staff, that you would especially open Patrick's eyes to what it's like to serve you. And we just pray for protection for them and for the ability to minister as you want them to. We lift up the Bryce Clegg family, and as they make decisions, that you would continue to comfort them through this time of grief. Thankful for the hope that Bryce had in you, knowing that he is in the presence of his Savior, fully healed, reunited with his loved ones, with his wife and family. Father, we also lift up New Life. We pray that you would be with Ruthie and Bruce, that you would give them healing and the opportunity to bond together. Father, we as the reminder of being great grandparents and parents and grandparents, uncles, aunts, the opportunities we have to instill values in the next generation. Help us not to miss those. Father, for our church, the ministries that you've entrusted to us, we pray for Pastor Derek and Kelly as they work on transition for the sale of their house, but also for those of us that will be stepping up into different roles and responsibilities. We thank you that you've given us an avenue into the lives of the students in our community through VBS and Club Rock. We pray for our missionaries around the world, that you would be with the Elliots as we focus on them this month, that you would be helping Andrew as they start ramping up for the new school year, for his staff that will be coming in soon, the RAs, that you would, especially for the men, that you would give him an insight and the opportunity to invest in their lives. Father, we just ask that you would be with our service as you've promised that you are in our midst, that we'd be mindful of your presence, that you would use this offering that we receive from your people to further your kingdom in our community. In Jesus' name, amen.
So we're just going to, this is loud. We're just going to take a minute to share a bit about what we did down in Diamond Willow. Kelly's going to open us off with some history about the church and her experiences there. Isaiah's going to tell a couple stories, and then we've got a video that I'll introduce. So,
yeah. You're going to do great. Hi. So as some of you guys know, I have a quite long history with Diamond Willow. So we thought we'd give you all a little bit of context for where it came from and what we're actually doing down there. I know it kind of sounds like we did a little bit of a VBS, but it was a lot more than that. So the church down there is kind of two parts. The first part was started by the Vaughns. Some of you know them. years back, it was originally just a house church that he started because he felt like there was a need down there. And then it kind of grew as they built their relationships with the tribe. And as the Lord blessed them, it kind of became this huge and wonderful church. And they were continued to be blessed in that way. And the second part is the Takata Youth Center, which is this youth center that they started also in partnership with the tribe to start supporting the youth and giving them opportunities to learn skills that they might not be learning from guardians or parents or just in general about getting their homework done and, growing their own food and working together as a team and that sort of thing. And so those are kind of the two sides of the ministry down there. And those have been growing. If you've driven through Fort Thompson recently, you'll see that they started this big project to build this beautiful new youth center that's not in this like random house. they're building this huge building that is supposed to be kind of what they hope is the center for youth and families down there, and will be this great thing. So with that, during our week of camp, while we were down there, we also had two parts of the ministry that we were doing. So on one hand, we had this great VBS style camp, teaching young, kindergarten through second grade kids just about God for the first time, and doing songs and snacks and that. And the second part was having what they called junior interns from the community, who are middle schoolers who were raised going to the Takata Youth Center and are now wanting to step up as leaders in their community and start learning about God on a deeper level. So they were there the entire week, not just for the VBS hours, and we kind of did a mentorship with them, which was really awesome to have them step up in that way and also to build those relationships. So it was a really great week, and I will say, I know that Isaiah is telling stories for us, but this whole past week after we were gone, I literally every single day, one of those junior interns was like, I wish Isaiah and Ali were still here. Or they would tell me stories about like our own youth group kids and about how much they miss them and how much they love them and how excited they were to come to Miller and hang out with them and that sort of thing. So that was really awesome to see those relationships grow and to see kind of how the Lord planted seeds both in the little kids and in some of those older kids. You're doing great.
Apparently. Anyways, I am not exactly an extrovert, so I was not exactly, didn't exactly have the highest hopes when I first went to Diamond Willow, but surprisingly, I got used to the people there very quickly, because everyone there was really nice, junior interns included. Sure, I was a bit awkward at first, but they made me feel like I wasn't weird. And so got used to them very quickly, and then what I thought was going to become just a week of awkwardness became a week of complete fun. I went to bed every night happy and excited for the next day. Made some new friends, so that's exciting. And when I got to help out with a group of five little girls, I was surprised at how patient I was. By the end, it was more of, I did not struggle with being like active with them, it's that I struggled with saying no. And I found that out, so I had to have the other group leaders help me out with that. But didn't have to say no much, because most of them, well, all of them were well-behaved. In the beginning, all five of them were pretty shy. Then on the first day, two of them opened up, and then the other three did by the end of the week. And by the end of the week, it was really sad to see all of them go. And I really wish I could go back. Well, I probably can go back next year, hopefully. But, yeah, did not expect to miss it that much, but it feels like it's been a really long time since I last went to Fort Thompson. It's hard to believe that it's just an hour away. It's like, you know what, I could just get down in my car and drive there right now. But gotta stay here. For now. But yeah, had a lot of fun, met some great people, got to learn a lot about Fort Thompson and the history of it. What to talk about?
You want to tell one story about a camper?
One story about a camper? Let's see. Well, there was one camper known as Tashina. She was one of the little girls. And, I gave her piggyback rides. Oh my goodness! I gave her piggyback rides constantly, and that's why I was mostly tired by the end of the day. Gave essentially at least everyone in the group once throughout the week. So that's one reason I was pretty knocked down after we got back. At youth group, I was pretty tired. But. Yeah, and it was piggybacks everywhere, even if it was like I don't know, 5 meters away. but, yeah. Guess that's good that I'm a cross-country runner so that I've stamina for it. But had to walk all the way down to the river, which is a really long route. And it's really hard on your feet when the water shoes aren't the best. But, yeah, got to talk with them when they did talk. And got to experience joy with them, teach them about God. And I found that really fun.
Thanks. So before I introduce the video and explain a little bit about like the details of camp, I just want to say Allie is actually in D.C. right now in planning this. I thought she would be back. I misplanned this. One of the stories that stuck with me throughout the week recently at youth group, we've been talking about worship and what worship means and the different aspects of how we can worship God. And just last week, we talked about how we can worship God through our heart in the way that we work, in the way that we serve, in the way that we live our lives. And one of the things that stood out to me while we were down there is after camp every day, different groups would have assigned different tasks of cleaning up and resetting for the next day. And just about every day that we were down there, there would be a couple people who weren't assigned anything to do, just hanging around and asking if people needed extra hands or that sort of thing. And after our last day of camp, I was hanging around and talking to people, chatting, and I noticed Allie was sweeping the kitchen and she was sweeping the kitchen, and I looked at the sheet that had all the assignments on it, and I was like, Allie, you're not supposed to be sweeping the kitchen. What are you doing? And she was like, oh, well, the other group was, they were all crying, so, and the broom was right there, so I just picked it up and started doing their job for them. And it was a great example for me, and especially at youth group, to just notice the heart that we have as we serve God, noticing that there's a role to do and to serve and to just step up and do that. And so Isaiah talked about how he got to serve with five little girls, kindergarten through second grade girls, and he was the only guy in his group. And it was really cool just watching them both step up and serve God in incredible ways down there. So don't let them underplay the role that they had or the things that they did with those kids. But we had camp Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday, and we had camp from 1 p.m. to 7 p.m., so we had 6 hours each of those 3 days with the campers, and so we had worship songs that we would sing. There was a skit, then we would have a class time which took that skit and broke it down into what the Bible story actually was and how we can see God and Jesus through those Bible stories. But beyond that, we had normal camp things. We had games, we had water games, there was a water slide, and then we'd walk down to the Missouri River and we'd have some time to play around in the water, as well as different competitions throughout the week for each group. As we watch this video, there's the video that we'll share. It's just a collection of photos of the campers and the groups with them just throughout the week, doing the different activities that they did, and get to see a little bit of not only the church, but of the community there. So we'll go ahead and play that video, see if I can get it started, and then you'll notice there are songs behind the video that we may or may not involuntarily be doing dance moves to that we learned with the videos. So very similar to RVBS here in the theme songs that we play that all the kids get stuck in their head after the week. So we'll play the video. Thank you.
trust. We trust in you, Jesus. You're all, you're all, you're all that we need. Your power will pull us through. We're trusting in you. We're trusting in you. You give us hope and life that's forever. You make us bold and we stand together. This journey, there's no looking back. With Jesus to lead us, we're on the right track. Oh, 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 oh. Wide open spaces for wide open eyes. We're looking ahead for the next big surprise. Oh, 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 oh.
I will. thank you, Pastor Derek and Kelly and Isaiah, for sharing with us this morning just a little bit about the days and the time that you spent down not very far from home. It's just good to see kind of some of the connections we've made there, and just a good reminder that there's things that we can do to help right here close. We don't have to go across the country or spend 10 hours in a car or however many hours on an airplane to serve. We can do that right here in our town, or even within a short drive from here. It just takes a little bit of organizing and a little bit of contact. But let's stand and worship together here for a little bit this morning.
About what it means to follow after Christ, the words from Philippians chapter 2. Have this mind among yourselves, which is yours in Christ Jesus, who though he was in the form of God, did not count equality with God a thing to be grasped, but emptied himself by taking the form of a servant, being born in human likeness, and being found in human form, he humbled himself by becoming obedient to the point of death, even death on a cross. Our two songs, the last one and this one, You Are Holy, talks about following. And the reason we follow is because of the sacrifice of Jesus. And we do it because of his humbling of himself. And so we can follow after him in love because of the sacrifice he made on our behalf.
You are holy.
You are holy.
seated for this last song.
Stand up, all.